This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good that you're checking in with us, because this is the place for In the Know on the Go with the DJV show.
I like that.
I'm a poet, ladies. You can sign here. I'll autograph copies of my poetry at any time. Just send it along to Doug at DougStephan.com or on Twitter at DougStephan. Poetry in motion.
You're like Beto O'Rourke's poetry.
No.
His ode to the cow.
Yeah. And Doug's ode to the cow is much better than that. Jennifer Horn.
It's much different, yes.
Much different, yes. Victoria Keelan, she doesn't have an ode to a cow. She might have an ode to Kara, though. Ode to Kara.
That sounds like a new kind of perfume.
Sounds like a perfume.
Yes, yeah. It does. Ode to Kara. You wouldn't say Kara. It's ode to Kara. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kara. Wait a minute. There's a song there. Whatever will be, Kara, Kara.
So depending what language, that either means ode to beloved or ode to faith, if we're doing Spanish. So.
Ode to beloved. Now we'll make it ode to beloved. Friday, March 22nd is upon us, so let us see. Now the spring is here. We have these spring storms starting already. That's a rain, wind, a little bit of snow here and there. All right, so Jennifer, you don't have rain, you don't have snow. What do you have?
I do have rain, actually.
Oh, do you really?
I do have a good story. I have rain and sun. Yeah, that's been the mix the last few days. Now, I'm going to regret this, but here we go.
No, you're not. Never have regrets. Just go for it.
Roundup is trending.
Roundup.
Totally regret
yes.
it already. No, I wanted to tell you that in Los Angeles County, I live in Los Angeles County, mm-hmm. and the Board of Supervisors in Los Angeles directed all departments to stop using the popular weed killer until more is known about its potential health and environmental effects. This is my supervisor, actually, Catherine Barger. I really like her, actually. She recommended the moratorium on glyphosate. Is that what it is? Glyphosate, a main ingredient in the herbicide brand of Roundup. I am asking county departments, she said, to stop the use of this herbicide, until public health and environmental professionals can determine if it's safe for further use in L.A. County and explore alternative methods for vegetation management. That was a note that was sent out by her office. Roundup, of course, was developed decades ago by Doug's favorite company, Monsanto, which is now owned by Bayer and is believed to be the most widely used type of product worldwide.
It's the biggest killer in the world. They are the biggest murderers.
And this is actually in direct response to this link between Roundup and cancer that was just talked about this week. We talked about it earlier on. So now you're seeing L.A. being the first county to ban it. Will this be the trend? We don't know. But, that's kind of been the trending story around L.A. County. Dougie.
That's a good trending story. I wish every place
awareness.
Would do that.
It needs to be. We need more awareness of this. I'm not one as much time as I spend in L.A. County. Not necessarily do I hold with most or much of what they do there in terms of politics and government.
County is different than city, actually. County sometimes makes sense. The L.A. City Council is the one that, says no straws, no this, no that, which...
Well, no straws is good, too. No plastic straws, paper straws, maybe anything that you can get, that goes someplace after you use it, other than staying in the form that it's in. But this is much more important, not for farmers only, but for everybody. You don't realize how insidious and how these people have gotten away with this. There need to be lawsuits on top of lawsuits. Good lawyers who see an opportunity, and I don't know how we define good lawyers. Good lawyers, I guess, it depends on whether you're just aiming at making money. But there is a two-pronged approach here to this, because there is need for people to know. I've been asked, it's kind of the football helmet thing, except I've been doing it for a lot longer, and I don't mean to stick my chest out and, Doug is such a swell guy. No, it's just that I get passionate about things because I see how wrong it is to use this stuff. And it's being advertised everywhere because it's spring. Advertised everywhere. You turn on the radio, you watch television, it's all over podcasts. And so in this circumstance, we had, because I have the American Family Farmer Show, the opportunity, it could have been that we were able to advertise until Monsanto listens to the content of the program. They know it's not a good place to advertise, but they're trying to put ads everywhere to counter all this negative material that's coming out that's true. Now, there are those who say, well, the truth is in the ears of the beholder, and what's truth, I say this all the time, what's truth for one is not necessarily somebody else's truth. The facts in this matter speak for themselves. The number of people who get who are getting cancer, the sicknesses, it's using or eating this stuff. It's the GMO thing. It's just a company that's built on death. The same thing as the tobacco company.
The new smoking. Yep, exactly.
Yeah,
that's the same thing. The documents that have leaked from Monsanto are very similar to the whistleblowers who leaked documents from
It's the same lawyers who are going after them.
Is it really? That's funny. That's
same,
good.
Yeah, same law firms doing that. So do yourself a favor and get pull the weeds. Now, don't be lazy. There are lots of ways of eliminating weeds in a garden. If you have a fairly, let's say it's a, there are shrubs around your home and you want to have nice flowers, a flower bed or whatever, then you dig down about 3-4 inches and you put there's something you can get in most hardware stores, sort of a plastic coating, a plastic roll, and put it in the ground. One of the reasons we talk about to put it in sort of a sense of cycle, when I say you can't get rid of plastic, when we talk about the plastic straws and things, that's the good part about using this plastic under the soil, because it keeps the weeds from growing. And that's what you really want to do. There are other ways of doing it. As a kid, I remember we used to burn the weeds out of the fields, or what I always did with my corn, I had a cultivator on the back of a tractor. That's a good old way of doing it. And the things that have been developed to improve farming have mostly been around making it easier for farmers to grow more so they can make more money. And there's an offset to that, because farmers are having a tough time, so the only way they can make more money is to grow more stuff instead of us appreciating. What you have done here, Jennifer, and you said at the beginning you were almost afraid to get started with this, but it really does push a button. Not only it should push buttons with everybody, because this is our food supply. This is what we live by, and you live by or die by what you eat. You are what you eat, and there's so much of this stuff you can't buy a box of cereal practically anywhere that doesn't have some kind of GMO or processing or some connection to Monsanto and their crap. So, and the people who say, oh, I love Monsanto products because it allows me to grow more stuff. But what are you growing? It may allow you to survive on your farm. And that's my aim. That's why I do the American Family Farmer Show. The podcast, by the way, if you want to find them, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The real story here is how we have turned a blind, how the FDA turns a blind eye to it, how the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, turns a blind eye to them, and how Congress and bureaucrats turn a blind eye, but they are not going to be able to continue to do that because there's too much information that's coming out. Bayer just spent $60 billion 2 years ago buying Monsanto. Bayer is the largest company of its sort. Dow Chemical is another one. DuPont. They're all in the same league. And I just noticed something when I put a flea collar last year. I put those, is it Seralto? I think that's what it's called, a collar on the dogs that somebody had recommended. I put it on, and Warren Eckstein, our pet expert, said the other day, don't use those because they're not there's maybe some influence or some impact on the dog's brain if they
NexGard, which is the edible version of that. And Warren said, and I looked it up, and he was absolutely right. NexGard was listed as one of the four names on that the FDA warning when they issued that. So it's just so scary. It's the chemicals that we live
everywhere.
With. It's everywhere.
You, your family, your dogs, just all of it.
Well, dogs, yes. Yeah, if you always wipe your dog's paws if you're on any public park, any grass. You have to go, when you go back home, you've got to wipe off or wash off your dog's paws because they're licking pesticides. And look at little kids. Little kids on playgrounds.
Yeah.
And schoolyards and school grass. All of that is sprayed.
It's everywhere.
It is.
And they can't convince, they try to, through advertising and stuff, convince you that it's the longest running whatever of its type. That doesn't mean a damn thing. Doesn't mean that it's any good. Just means that people have used it for a long time because they didn't know any better.
Right.
Speaking of farming, Governor of Nebraska says that this devastating flooding that's been going on left dozens of cities in Nebraska, dozens of counties, and dozens of tribal areas underwater. In fact, the governor says it's the most widespread destruction in the history of Nebraska. Governor Pete Ricketts saying Nebraska has a lot of recovery ahead. And just as the farming season is beginning, the farmers have been hit the hardest. $1 billion worth of crops and livestock have been lost in this flood over the last week or 10 days. And there's more rain in the forecast for this weekend there. The numbers got to go up. Farmland is washing away. And there's more flooding, not just in Nebraska, all across the Midwest. Three people dead, damaged buildings, unbelievable road damage, bridges down. So there's a state of emergency for those of you in Nebraska. Actually, Iowa, Wisconsin, South Dakota, all declaring a state of emergency. So farmers getting whacked by the weather, and that's kind of a sad reality. Who knows what it'll mean to the price of food, but more I'm concerned about the value or the ability of these people to survive under the circumstances, because this is tough stuff, really tough stuff. So anyway, we have these conversations about how important it is to know what it is that you're eating. Do you really pay attention? If you look at the epidemic that we have in our country of overweight just the impact of putting some of the stuff in your mouth and eating it, it tastes good. Yeah, many people. I mean, that's what Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, used to say on the program. It's always about what it tastes like. The most popular foods will be not the healthiest ones, but the ones that taste the best. That's just sort of the human condition. So if you're in that position and you have eaten your way into a situation where maybe you'd like to change the reality and you don't want to go on a crash diet, you don't want to take drugs and stimulants, that sort of thing, Calitrin is the all-natural, healthy way for you to lose weight and lose the weight safely. It's proven. Calitrin, proven to help with weight loss and joint pain, even to make you kind of rest and sleep better without any side effects at all. The people who get the most out of Calitrin take it consistently, works best on an empty stomach and at bedtime. If you can't take it consistently or you forget, then you take it first thing in the morning. And then you're setting your body on a course for consistent, good, solid, healthy weight loss. That's the solution. Easy. You'll lose weight. You'll feel great. Wake up. And you can tell. I lost a couple of pounds the last couple of days. You can feel it. Calitrin, the number one choice in America for weight loss because it's safe and easy to get. So you go online to toploss.com. You use the code DJV. You get 10% off every bottle. And then when you buy three, you should buy a 90. One bottle is good for 30 days. So you should buy at least 120 days to have any kind of success. So the three bottles you pay for, you get 10% off, and then your fourth bottle comes to you free. Be sure to check the box for DJV at toploss.com for Calitrin and lose that weight. 21 after the hour.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Just because some of us are not fans doesn't mean there isn't legitimacy to the popularity of Phil Collins. Music time at 24 at the hour here on the DJV Friday program. I'm Doug with Jennifer, Victoria, and Carol listening to the music with you of Phil Collins, who has expanded his comeback tour. Yeah, yes, he had a retirement tour. And because he's not dead yet, he decided to go on the road again and make a few mil. And that's actually the title of his
making a few mil
comeback tour. No,
I would love that as a tour title.
It would be honest.
That's my tour.
I don't want to stop. Not dead yet tour is how this is labeled, though, Victoria. Phil returning to the States for a sequel called Still Not Dead Yet. So he did the Not Dead Yet tour, and now he's still not dead. So might as well live and kicking. Let's get going this fall. 15 cities all around the country, starting with Dallas September 23rd and going to Houston, Tampa, Atlanta, Charlotte, Detroit, Pittsburgh, Buffalo, New York, Louisville, Omaha, Denver, Phoenix, San Francisco, Las Vegas. That's what he's doing, the tour. And the tickets go on sale on the 30th, which is, a week from today? Yeah, a week from today. You're into Phil Collins. People with Citi credit cards, here we go, will be able to buy tickets next week on the 26th. And then verified fans can start buying them on the 29th. Fans can register for both pre-sales on the website philcollins.ontouraccess.com. Collins says that tour feature hits from his four-decade career. Fans should expect to hear Against All Odds, which is what you're listening to now, Another Day in Paradise, I Missed Again, Follow You, Follow Me, In the Air Tonight, Invisible Touch, Easy Lover, those songs. Before the tour last year, he announced his retirement. Okay, it gets kind of silly. Some of the money goes to his foundation. He's got a foundation called Little Dreams. What does that money go to? Anybody know? What does he do?
I don't know anything about it, no. His retirement fund. Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time. So, there it is. Phil Collins, not dead, still not dead yet, the name of this year's tour. So each one of those places, those are these are big venues, too. It's not like the American Airlines Center down in Dallas. That's a big...
Madison Square Garden? Yeah.
Yeah, right. It's a big venue. Yeah, this is I'm guessing this is worth probably $14-15 million to him, personally, when you get through all that, all of the other stuff that has to be part of the, of what they have to do. When you go on the road like that, they have trailer trucks full of stuff. And they haul it. It's amazing if you're sort of behind the scenes with some of these big tours. I remember Madonna had all that Garth Brooks, these people that have these huge tours, and they fill the stage up with stuff. Do you realize how many people it takes behind the scenes to make all that stuff work? It's really pretty amazing. And the fact they can go from city to city, night to night, got to be exhausting. Here's another good piece of musical information. Bruce Hornsby has a new single and a new album. He invited Bon Iver's Justin Vernon to join him in the studio for a new song called Cast Off that will appear in the upcoming album Absolute Zero, which is due out the 12th of next month. He says Cast Off is a song about acceptance and even gratitude in the face of rejection, egolessness, patience, and humility. Song put together in Eau Claire, Wisconsin last April, starting with an unused film cue. Developed, expanded upon the studio, and with Justin, he said we were taking turns in the vocal booth trading ideas and melodies. Biggest hit is The Way It Is, remember, from Hornsby. He got an indie rock facelift a couple of years back when he appeared as a guest on at Bon Iver. What's Bon Iver? What is that? I don't know what that is.
It's just a stage name for Jason, or for Justin Vernon, basically.
Oh.
It's okay. A project kind of name.
All right. So anyway, he told Rolling Stone, I think they're channeling a certain aesthetic, finding their own way to express themselves within it. I'm figuring he's talking about Bon Iver, right? The Bon Iver.
Yeah,
concert.
When they sampled, sampled his song The Way It Is. Yep.
28 past the hour on the DJV show. Did you really
think about it? Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's a reversal of decades of U.S. policy as President Trump recognized Israel's control over the Golan Heights on Thursday. President Trump tweeted, "After 52 years, it's time for the United States to fully recognize Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights." He announced the shift of U.S. policy just 5 days before Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu comes for a White House visit. In Jerusalem, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
President Trump made the decision to recognize that hard-fought real estate, that important place, is proper to be a sovereign part of the state of Israel.
The UK has more time to come to an agreement concerning its withdrawal from the European Union. Brexit was scheduled to happen next week, but the EU has agreed to postpone that until May 22nd. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management hotline now, 800-503-8625, 800-503-8625, 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Going. Let's keep trucking. Let's keep moving. Let's keep it on. Let's keep it real. The DJV show. Yeah, keeping it real. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, up to Victoria to keep it real. All right. So, Victoria, we're all ears. I have two. Jennifer's got two. Kara's got two. Audience says we have millions of ears listening to you this very second.
Well, there's some medical marijuana news coming out of Florida. Back in 2016, Florida voters with more than 70% said yes to a constitutional amendment that would make medical marijuana legal. Back then, though, Governor Rick Scott was not fully behind that. So what he did was he curbed certain forms of cannabis that would be available for medical marijuana. So basically, you could have a concentrate in a capsule, you could have a topical solution, you could have a vape, and that was okay. But according to the law, smokable pot would not be available in Florida. And so now, more than 2 years later, The Floridians have gotten their way, and Governor Ron DeSantis has just signed legislation overturning Rick Scott's ban, and so now smokable medical marijuana will be available in Florida. And this was actually a bill that was co-sponsored by Republican State Senator Jeff Brandis and Democrat Linda Stewart, and this allows patients over the age of 18 to have 2.5 ounces of marijuana flower every 35 days, and patients under the age of 18 can have access to smokable medical marijuana, provided that they are diagnosed with a terminal illness and also have a second opinion of that diagnosis from a pediatrician. So it's interesting how each state seems to view different forms of marijuana differently. There are some states that only will allow you to have smokable marijuana, and they won't have any edibles. Edibles are not allowed. So it's interesting that Floridians have been fighting for the right to smoke medical marijuana, even though they've had 2 years now of all the other different forms.
Well, this is more of the, and I hope this doesn't sound ignorant. I mean, arrogant. Maybe some people say it sounds ignorant, too. The whole hoopla about marijuana, and this is very self-serving, or at least people who know that I am going to be growing marijuana cannabis on my farm, along with hemp and other things that are part of what farm life is today in America. This is a cash crop, as the others are, and it's a way to be viable. The backlash against it, or the people who don't like it, or the reefer madness folks who run around to every meeting and say, oh, look at this, or listen to that, they really can't argue. They can, but the facts are the facts. And when you look at the damage done by the opioid crisis, how many people die every year taking this, and then you compare that to people who are negatively impacted by using marijuana just in a medicinal sense, and what it does to relieve pain, what it does to help in many other areas. Do I use it? No. Will I smoke it? No. I don't even like the smell of it. But I will tell you something. If I was suffering with some of the things, like I saw what my ex-wife went through, and she never smoked it because she didn't like it either, but she would have been a lot better off in terms of the pain using the stuff than all the drugs that she used for years and years and years. So, and people who say, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Yes, I do know what I'm talking about. And in this circumstance, I have a lot of authority. And so you do what you want because it's your life. You make your choices, but I'd be damned if I want somebody else to tell me what I can do with my life as long as I'm not hurting them. And there's nothing about using marijuana, as long as you're not using it, it's not any different than if you have had too much of it. It takes a lot more of it to make you sort of drunk and you get on the road and you get in an accident. And that's up to the personal responsibility quotient that each individual, each human being has. It's not any different than drinking liquor. None.
So true.
But there's much less of the problem. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you know, my uncle very sadly has stage 4 liver cancer, and they were giving him OxyContin for the pain, and he's been taking that for a few years, and now it just doesn't work. He'd have to be on a much higher dose of it. And so because in New Jersey medical marijuana is legal, his doctor said, well, you know, if you don't want to go further down the rabbit hole with the Oxy or morphine or whatever, he said, why don't you try some of the marijuana pills? Because he also was not a smoker and had no interest in smoking it or anything like that. But he has been taking the pills, and it has really helped bring him some comfort. He's on hospice, mm-hmm. and it's, you know, it's any
it's
little thing.
The end of the line for him anyway. But
well, thanks.
No, I don't mean it that way. If you go to hospice is a one-way trip.
Well, you know what? I'm going to give you a little bit of hope here, Victoria. My grandmother was put on hospice twice and came out of it 2 different times. My mom's mom. Yeah, so actually, sometimes you never know.
You can't get out of it.
I mean, but making him as comfortable as possible. Right. But making him as comfortable as possible without any, you know, any worse side effects is obviously are the family goal. So I'm just happy that he's in a state where...
And that's it. Instead of thinking about yourself, if somebody else in your family is suffering, wouldn't you want to have the best for them? Never mind your own stuff. If you want to, you know, do whatever you want to do, that's where personal responsibility and the understanding that we have freedom in our country to make our choices then you make a choice for you. But don't be making choices for other people. It's none of your damn business what people decide to do. And the more and more people who are figuring this out, and it's more older people, not younger people, who are pushing this, interestingly enough, and that's why it's changing in Florida. Look where all the... I don't even know what the cannabis laws are in Arizona, New Mexico, the big retirement states, in Nevada. But
I know for sure, because I was just in Arizona, that they do at least medicinal, because I saw a lot of green crosses when I was driving through for spring training. So I know that that's at least something in Arizona. I think Nevada is the same, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. All right. So food for thought today, speaking of food for thought, is World Water Day. Something else that we need to be conscious of, what we put into our bodies, because water is not just water. Water is not, all water is not created equally. Well, it is, but then things get added to it and it gets, the problems compound because of influences, things that get into the water. Today, here in the U.S., easy to take water for granted. Comes out of the faucet no matter where you are. Yet if you go to other places around the world, there are people who don't have any. They don't have access to any water, whether it's clean or not. But then there are more and more people who don't have good, safe drinking water. So today, World Water Day, dedicated to drawing attention to water-related issues around the world. It's pretty much, we're very, very fortunate here in our country to pretty much have enough water and to have a good supply of water. But the UN says that there are other countries, many, many other countries, many, 100 and what are there, 199 countries, 198 countries around the world, and well over half of them have serious problems with water. So this is a sort of universal thing, something to be careful, and I don't careful, but be conscious of. In a manner of speaking, because another one of the things to be thankful for being in America, living in America, is that we don't have to worry about stuff. I would be concerned about fluoride in the water, for example, or the pesticides that we're talking about getting into the water supply, and that's going to be a big time problem out in the Midwest with all of this flooding and the stuff that has been in the soil, again, back to Roundup and the things that are, that are latent that get put into the soil and they don't wash away. I mean, that chemical stuff, you can't, it doesn't go away. It just stays there. And
the half-life breakdown of that stuff is just disaster. It's way beyond our lifetime.
Yeah. It's like nuclear rods.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So, anyway, something to be appreciative of. The thing is, there's so many things we take for granted. The air we breathe, for the most part, is clean. You go to Asia, and the air there is awful. And you go to, we have water. Think about all the things. We have
Running water. We let it, dishes or we get distracted. Right. We let the water run. You brush your teeth. You let the water run the whole time. It's unbelievable how much we take clean water for granted.
Right. And then there are the new toilets. Have you seen these new toilets in public restrooms that have two buttons on them?
Yeah.
One is for liquid waste, and the other is for solid waste, because it's
all throughout Europe, that's how the toilets have been for a long time. We're just now catching on to that over here. Saves a lot of water.
Yeah, it does save a lot of water. It's good. The Sports Desk report says Americans are going to bet $8.5 billion on March Madness. $8.5 billion. Anybody watching this stuff in the first games last night couldn't turn on the TV. There were three networks that had games on, at least.
It's not my bag, but they're everywhere.
Yeah. I don't watch them.
Anyway.
All I know is that Maryland just barely won by 2 points, which is a very very Maryland thing to do. So
hey, they won, though.
Yeah, they
squeeze
did win,
by.
But I'm sure.
Winning is winning.
Sure.
So if you filled out a March Madness bracket, you got lots of company, millions of Americans are betting billions of dollars. Matter of fact, the new survey out today from the American Gaming Association estimates 47 million are betting this $8.5 billion. And it's pretty evenly split. You look at the list here, people who will put down their money, 4.6 billion on 149 million brackets. Wow, I didn't know there were that many brackets. 3.9 billion spent on bets at sportsbooks online. Now, is the new betting online thing affecting this? You can bet online, right?
Sure. In the states where it's now legal? Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. And so this would be the first college basketball tournament since the legalization of this betting. Remember last year?
For Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's new for those three states.
There's a lot of casual betting going on, fantasy leagues, office pools, that sort of stuff. They aren't legal, but again, why wouldn't they be legal? Back to, if you've got to work in a company, they want to have a bet. Well, so the hell with that. Why? What are they going to do? Come raid your company because you have bets on March Madness? I mean, this is kind of nonsensical.
Never just say it like that. Are they going to just come and raid your company? Because the next thing you know, knock, knock,
something
knock.
Like that. We haven't got anything better to do than go chase people around with this kind of stuff. Massive betting interests in the tournament, according to the AGA. American Gambling Association, said, reinforces, they say, the need for states to provide a legal, regulated market for sports betting. Are you, there have to be, how many bookies are having a blast with all of this
legal
stuff? No, because there are ways they can rip your money off, and that's part of your own self-directed consciousness. Be smart about it.
The states that legalized it are just reaping the benefits in revenue. It's so much money that for what?
And yet, roads are falling apart. Bridges are falling apart. Look at the potholes. There have never been more potholes in the roads this year. What the hell are they doing with this money? Education is suffering. We had a discussion. There's a $150 million school budget proposed in Framingham. And one of the teachers was at the meeting the other night. And she was complaining about not having enough resources to have a laboratory. The science lab doesn't have the proper stuff. And what are they doing with this money?
Well, in New Jersey, I know when they passed it, the legalized sports betting, that it was with the stipulation that it goes to infrastructure, which we desperately need in our
state. You always hear that stuff, but then infrastructure is still a problem.
The bridge breaks down, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. 30% of people surveyed by this group putting their money on Duke. Okay.
Safe bet.
Safe bet.
No, they're the number one overall seed. They've got to lose. They always do.
I love that Kara knows this stuff. She's so good. You ask me about college basketball, and I go, ooh. Me too. Starts to come out of my mouth.
All right, so I'm going to ask you, Jennifer, about television then, please.
That
What's
I know
on
about.
The, that you know about. All right, what are
well,
we
I'll
have?
Tell you this weekend, the big story is going to be March Madness and basketball games all over the place. And on Saturday, if you're interested, that is the night for the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards that happens at 8 o'clock on Nickelodeon. Go figure about that. Tonight, let's see, you've got a movie premiere on the Lifetime Movie Network. This one just made me laugh. It's called Nightmare Tenant. And it's about exactly what the title suggests, a nightmare tenant. And it looks very funny. There's two women tied up in the picture promoting it. So that's at 8 o'clock on the Lifetime Movie Network. A new episode of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives tonight. Also on Food Network with Guy Fieri. On the networks tonight, you'll have brand new programming on ABC. They'll have Fresh Off the Boat and Speechless. That starts at 8, followed by 2020 at 9. CBS is all basketball, so just give it up on that. CW, all new tonight with Dynasty and Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Fox has a new Last Man Standing and The Cool Kids, followed by Proven Innocent at 9. And NBC, also new tonight. I think this is maybe the pick. Blind Spot at 8 o'clock and Blacklist at 9.
Yep. I don't know if I'll be watching that because I got to be on the road going to New York to an auction tomorrow morning. But that's what I wish they had, audio. You can just listen and sort of use your imagination. I suppose there are ways of downloading audio
for TV. Stream it
on
your phone, yeah.
You want to stream, which I'm assuming is like a tractor auction? Is that what you want to stream?
Farm equipment. I want to stream the Blacklist show. Is on.
Oh, okay.
That's what I want to stream. 10 before the hour on the DJB show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE. com.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-4142. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-4142 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-4142 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Update you with regard to technology. It's Tech Talk time, and a review of the top five stories this week in the world of technology. You're about to get into the mind of Victoria Keelan, who surveys all of this material and is here to report on the top five items, starting at number five with an Apple Watch. Now, that sounds like you're watching apples growing, but no, it's a study. Right? An Apple Watch could be watching apples grow,
I can see how you would interpret it that way.
All right, well,
but
you interpret
it Apple.
The right way for it.
Yes,
number
Apple
five.
The tech company. Apple the tech company and Stanford University School of Medicine have released the results of the Apple Heart Study. This was announced initially in November of 2017. They were going to work together, taking the data from the Apple Watch and then passing it on, discovering what they could. They had 419,000 participants, and all 50 states had people participating. This whole study took about 8 months, and according to the university, 2,000 people, or 0.5% of the participants, received notifications from their Apple Watch that they had an irregular heartbeat. And when they followed that up with doctors who were monitoring all of these test subjects, when they followed that up with an actual ECG, it turned out that the Apple Watch was correct 84% of the time. That is a lot higher than what either Apple or Stanford thought going in. And the interesting thing is, this is not even the newest Apple Watch that has the built-in ECG monitor. So once they study the Apple Watch Series 4 and they redo this study as a diagnostic tool, it'll be really interesting to see if they've started at 84% accuracy, it may end up being close to 100% accuracy with the newest Apple Watch. So this is all stored on your Apple Watch, so you can
can basically walk around with a medical record. And eventually this is going to be, I think, kind of the wave of the future, how people will take accountability and ownership of their own medical records. It'll all be on the watch.
Ah. All right, so that's pretty compelling stuff. Number four is pretty compelling as well, is Netflix.
Yeah,
has a new interactive show. What is this all about?
Yeah, Netflix has announced that the next big interactive story, and what that means is this is a choose-your-ending TV series. And so the newest one is called You Versus Wild. It stars Bear Grylls, who is the survivalist. We all know him from Running Wild with Bear Grylls, where he takes celebrities into the wilderness for 2 days, and Man Versus Wild, which was on the Discovery Channel. This is an 8-episode show, and it will let viewers follow Bear on his adventures around the world, and then you actually, the viewers get to choose his next decisions in each episode, and then you get to see how it plays out. So you can go back and rewatch it and have him do different things. It's pretty cool, and you know, Netflix is really the first of a streaming platform to do this type of live action endeavor. So it's pretty cool, and we'll see where it goes. Lots of kid stuff. Also, it's great for kids; they get to choose their own endings to storybooks.
I'm not sure whether this is cool as well. It might be. Number three is a focus on a change at Pandora.
Pandora is giving listeners more control over what songs their customized radio stations play. It's a new feature called Pandora Modes. So the classic algorithm on Pandora chooses what plays next when you start a new artist station. So if you pick a song by any artist, they will then make a radio station using the algorithm based on that song. So you'll get similar things, similar rhythm, similar style artists. But now these new modes will actually give you a lot more control. You can do deep cuts. You can discover brand new artists that are very rarely played on the platform, newly released songs, and one that people have been begging for, Artist Only, which lets you binge entirely on a single artist catalog. And so All of those updates are actually current and live right now.
Uh-huh. Maybe I could get a Mavis Staples channel.
You can.
Huh?
Yep. Mavis Staples Radio. Yep.
Number two, Instagram adding something that may be helpful for you.
Oh, this is going to be the worst news in my life, because Instagram has now made it too easy to shop within the app, and you don't even need to leave the app anymore in order to make these purchases. More than 20 brands have started using this new checkout feature. Nike, Adidas, H&M, MAC Cosmetics, Michael Kors, Prada, Uniqlo, Warby Parker, Zara. There's a whole bunch of them out there. And so now, without having to be taken to the retailer's page, you stay right in the Instagram app. They store your payment information for you. It's encrypted, and then you can shop away. 130 million people a month are already shopping on Instagram.
Uh-huh. All right, number one, AT&T and Comcast together.
Yep, they've announced they're partnering to authenticate calls made between their two networks, letting customers know when it's a real caller and when it's a spammer. And this is obviously their attempt to combat robocalls, which plagues everyone's existence.
Unbelievable. What a mess. That is. All right, so there they are, the top five stories of the week from the world of technology here. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan at 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.